Visiting today with AFR's President Scott Blubaugh. Man, today is AFR Day. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, it's AFR Day, our annual event out here at the State Capitol, when we invite our grassroots membership from all over the state of Oklahoma and all 77 counties to come out here and tell the senators and tell our state representatives and the governor and his team what issues are important to them in rural Oklahoma and how it affects them on the farm and in our rural communities. So we have a tremendous turnout today. And that just shows you how interested our folks are in rural Oklahoma and come out and having their voices heard. So we're really excited. We have a lot of legislators here having lunch with us as well today in both of the Senate Ag Committee and the House Ag Committee. Governor's going to speak to us here in a little bit, as well as Secretary Arthur. And then our members are going to be able to go and actually lobby today, citizen lobbying done on our AFR policy that's created by our policy committee and then goes through our convention and is approved by our general membership. So we change that every year. We update it and make it current to the issues that are important to our members.
So what are some of the issues that you think folks will be talking about today?
Well, there's several issues. One, there's a CDL bill out there that actually will help our custom harvesters and in the cotton industry and in the wheat and the grain industry as well to be able to get temporary permits for those that are 18 years and older to be able to get a conditional CDL license to be able to drive the trucks that we need so desperately help for. And, you know, there's a shortage of truck drivers throughout the entire nation. And so our folks don't drive a lot long distance generally, but it's seasonal, but we need that help. It's critical to bringing in the harvest of our state. Another thing, marijuana, of course, the medical marijuana issue pops up everywhere in every county.
It's a growing issue, if you will, Scott. See what I did there?
Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. And we hear the same stories over and over again from our members. Doesn't matter where they're located in the state of Oklahoma. So my hat's off to the legislature this year for trying to address some of these issues. There are several really good bills that we're supporting out here that will help be some regulation and some rules when it comes to growing marijuana. You know, we're not against medical marijuana by any means of the imagination, but there is some bad actors out there and some organized crime. So we're just trying to make it better for those that play by the rules and do things right.
Yeah.
And help them out and then weed out the bad apples that are out there.
Well, and we're kind of in the middle of the legislative session, so we've had a couple of weeks to kind of really see what's on everybody's mind at this point.
Oh, yes. It's been been quite a wild ride, and it will be until the closing bell. But, you know, the school voucher bill was another big issue for our members. And our members came out very strongly opposing the Pro Tem's voucher bill in the schools. It's just because in a rural community, if you lose your school, you've lost your entire community. And that rural school binds the community together, and it's so vitally important. And so our membership adamantly opposes the voucher program. We were up here, worked very hard to defeat that legislation a few weeks ago. And we'll be talking about that again today, just in case there's somebody has an idea. Maybe bringing it back up again, and which that happens out here. We want them to understand that our members out in not only our farm and ranchers, but our members in rural communities, how important that school district is to them and having that school there and what it means to them. So we'll be telling our stories today.
Well, and outside of the legislature, you know, everybody's talking about the prices of fertilizer, talking about the Russia-Ukraine war, and then, of course, the drought. I'm sure those are all things that are on your members' minds as well.
Oh, absolutely. The cost of inputs right now is just unbelievable. You know, I just bought some fertilizer for my farm yesterday, some anhydrous ammonia, which is the cheapest form of nitrogen you can buy. It was $1,400 a ton. So that's over double what it was a year ago. And all the other classes of fertilizer are even higher. And then the price of fuel, the price of chemicals in most cases have doubled or tripled as well. So the grain market looks good.
Yeah.
The prices that are posted on the board at the local elevator look impressive. But when you start figuring in all these extra costs that the farmer and rancher has today, I'm not sure we're a bit better off than we were before, because that increase that we've seen in the commodity markets is going to get wiped away very, very quickly. And now we're starting to see interest rates go up as well. So another cost added onto our production. And so it'll be a really interesting year. I know I've done the pencil work on my farm and trying to decide what crops to plant this spring. And those are really tough decisions with the fertilizer price the way it is.
Well, and we can't control the weather, but some of these input costs, we'd sure like them to get a little better.
Yeah, we always have to deal with the Oklahoma weather, you know, and man, most of the state in a drought still. You know, we've gotten a little bit of relief with some rain, but we're still way behind normal. And so while we've gotten some help, if we don't get some more, it may be a very tough year. And then when you add on all these extra production costs, a farmer really wonders, should I really spend this kind of money planting a crop when I don't know what this weather is going to do? Are we going to stay in this drought all summer, or is it going to go away here soon with the spring rains? And are we going to be able to raise a decent crop? But these are really tough decisions that our farmers are having to make right now. Nobody has the answers.
Well, Scott, it's going to be a great day today. We appreciate you.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime, Casey. You're my favorite.